bus number 6 to Kingswood drives past. On the side, it reads, "How to catch a bus." Beth is at the park.
I really hope David gets his job.
David is exiting a door with a sign above it reading Park Cafe.
Oh, it will be so exciting.
David arrives at the park.
When did you get it?
I got the job.
Yay!
Beth hugs David.
All right, you're crushing me, get off.
Well done. Now, how will you get her?
You can drive me.
Oh, I can't drive. You have to get the bus. David, it's okay. I'll show.
Puts hand on David's shoulder.
Oh, okay, come on.
Both walk away together. There's a road scene with bus service number 43 approaching.
Let's check out where we are and the bus stop.
They're now both on a street near a bus stop.
So since it's a bus stop, we need to get off for work.
Beth points at bus stop.
David, there's a cafe.
Beth points at the cafe.
And there's a bus stop you need to go home from. Okay?
Beth is pointing at the bus stop on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
Both start walking away from the bus stop. And they're now standing in front of a library.
But how do I know when to off the bus?
So, here's the library.
Beth points at library building.
Upstairs a bus stop.
Beth points down the road.
When you see the library, you need to press the bell.
Beth makes a hand gesture.
It will give you enough time to get off at your stop, okay?
David nods in agreement.
What bus do I catch? How much to pay the driver? What if I got the wrong bus and end up in Spain?
Spain? Oh, I wish. Oh, it's okay, relax. I can show you.
Both walk towards the library, and there are now owls sitting at a desk with a library assistant nearby.
Okay, so you're all logged in now?
Yeah.
Great. We're just over at the desk if you need any more assistance.
Thank you.
What's your address?
Tennis Court Road.
Beth starts typing Tennis Court Road into a journey planner that we can see on the computer screen.
Okay. And where are you going to?
Spain.
David smiles.
Spain? That's a long way, isn't it? I think it's like Park Cafe Civic Centre in Kingswood, yeah? We've got several choices of bus routes, but I think for you, the number 43 is the easiest.
We now see a road with the bus 43 approaching.
You can get this bus from the Tennis Court Inn. You know where it is, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Both Beth and David are now walking towards a bus stop where there are people waiting.
What are you doing here?
I've got a new job. I'm catching the bus to work.
And it's his first time.
Oh, okay. Which number?
43.
Ah.
And don't forget your money.
Oh yes, money.
David pats his bag.
I'll get your bus for you.
Okay.
You put your arm like this.
Paul stretches both arms towards the road. David turns towards the road and stretches his arm. We can now see bus number 43 arriving at the bus stop. Both men are holding their arm out towards the road and the bus is heading to the bus stop. The bus reaches the bus stop and slows down, and both men lower their arms. The bus door opens and everyone starts boarding the bus.
My mate.
Morning, Paul.
How's he doing?
Paul is paying for the bus fare, and the bus driver hands him his ticket. Paul and bus driver nod to each other.
Morning. Morning. £4, please.
Bus driver types in the ticket machine. David puts the money on the shelf. Paper ticket is printed, and driver picks it up and hands it over to David. Beth is holding her travel card to the ticket machine. The bus driver picks up the paper ticket and hands it to Beth. Beth and David are sitting down.
Keep your ticket safe.
You need it to get home.
What's that?
We can now see an orange card holder. Beth opens it.
It's my bus pass.
Can I get one?
Yeah, you can get one from the council.
I will do that then.
Good.
Bus driver checks everyone is sitting down and starts driving. Bus is now leaving the bus stop.
Being able to catch the bus is great. It gives me independence.
You travel by bus?
Yes, I do.
Do you like it?
Yes.
I have been using the bus for 4 years. I use it to get to work, and I like doing that.
I get the bus to go shopping and to visit my friends.
I catch the bus and go to the gym. Check this out.
Flexes arm muscle and smiles. Man behind him covers his mouth and starts laughing.
I've got this great app on my smartphone. It tells me where I am and when exactly my next stop is coming up.
Holding up a mobile phone.
Catching the bus can be really confusing at first, but if you catch it a few times, it can be really easy.
Beth and David are sitting next to each other on the moving bus. David points outside.
Oh look, there's library.
And place a bell then.
David starts to get up. Beth holds his arm.
No, no, sit down. You've got to wait for the bus driver to stop. Otherwise you'll go flying.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Beth.
Bus is arriving at bus stop. David and Beth get up from their seats to exit the bus. Beth gets off the bus and turns around to look inside. David gets off the bus and joins Beth. They both walk away from the bus.
1 week later.
Beth enters cafe. David is wiping down a table. There are people sitting on other tables. Beth and David hug.
Are you a coffee?
Oh, thank you.
Sit down, I'll take you now.
Lovely.
Beth sits down at the table. David is pouring coffee in a blue mug. David walks towards the table where Beth is sitting, carrying a mug and a small plate with a cupcake.
Thank you, David.
Welcome.
So how was your first week on the bus?
It was great, Beth. It was a piece of cake.
David smiles.
Oh, good.
Okay, this means a joke. It means easy. It means a piece of cake.
I know.
You didn't laugh loud enough. Do it again. It was a piece of cake.
Oh, just give me the cake.
David sets the cupcake down on the table in front of Beth. We can now see the cupcake with a star-shaped icing top which says thank you in orange letters. Thank you to Brandon Trust Learning Disabilities, Living a Life, Park Cafe, First, Misfits, for their help in making this film. David is now with another man in a kitchen putting cupcakes on a tray. We can now see a big group of people. One of them is holding a tray filled with cupcakes. A Red Weather production for Travel West. www.travelwest.info